Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the heart of the library that is the Bible, there is a songbook, the Book of Psalms, an ancient lyrical collection of 150 songs, which reflect the gamut of human experience in our relationship with God. For something like 3,000 years, these songs have shaped the lives of our ancestors in faith, and they continue to do so today. In a sense, this is the soundtrack, the playlist of Christian history, and therefore of our lives as followers of Jesus. These are songs that Jesus knew by heart, so well, in fact, that he quoted two of them on the cross. The songbook begins with wisdom, Psalm 1 reminding us that those who are faithful to God are like trees planted beside streams of water. In the songs that follow, we encounter the full range of human emotions, joy and sorrow, wonder and doubt, gratitude and anger, and longing. The songbook is not organized neatly by section or occasion, like our hymnal with the Psalms of Lament in one section and anger in another section. Instead, the messy mix of psalms reflects the messy mix of our lives, when we can go from awe to despair, from fear to comfort and hope, all in the course of a day. And even within individual psalms, there is often movement, beginning from fear or pain or despair and moving to comfort and praise and thanksgiving. These were the songs used in the worship and faith lives of Israelites for generations. Psalm 100 is written for the community entering into worship. It's the gathering hymn, singing to God with a joyful noise as the community comes to worship. The identity of the community is shaped by their worship of God. It is God who made us, they sing, and we are God's. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. The foundation of their praise is their knowledge and experience of God's goodness. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Singing these songs reminds the people who they are and whose they are. And how does this Bible songbook conclude? With not just one, but five psalms dedicated entirely to praise. The last of these, Psalm 150, is a joyful song of praise, calling on everything that breathes to praise God. It is an embodiment of that praise, with its loud clashing cymbals exemplifying the joyful noise called for in Psalm 100. When we read this psalm, I can't help but think of the Rainbow Trail song that says, "Praise the Lord with trumpet sounds," and we all do trumpets and big bass drums and all the joyful noise of this psalm. It begins with the instruction to praise the Lord. It reminds us that our job isn't always to sing sweetly and in tune. The main thing is to be joyful, boisterous, and bold. Unafraid to clash here and there with a joyous cymbal, offering whatever gifts we have to the chorus. Sweet and in tune, that's great. Brash and clashing, that's also great. Just bring your joyful, noisy gifts with courage and generosity, and at the same time, generously lift up the gifts of others, all for the sake of praising our generous God of love. A chorus of generosity and praise. When it comes right down to it, that's a big part of who we are here at All Saints and who we strive to be. A chorus of generosity and praise. We bring our gifts and we celebrate each other's gifts We gather each week for worship which is joyful and uplifting, yet leaves room for us to know pain and give voice to lament. Many of us participate in creating and sharing music to enrich our worship. Many of us give time and care to keeping up our worship week to week, setting the table, reading the lessons and prayers, and running the technology for those who participate by Zoom or YouTube. It takes a lot of people to pull off a Sunday worship service. We love to share food and fellowship each week, and even more to gather for a potluck meal. And we care for one another, praying for each other, giving rides to each other, visiting in the hospital, welcoming in the fellowship hall. But our chorus of generosity does not just focus on our worship and our congregation. We give so much in time and resources to people in our wider community. And I truly believe that this sense of mission outside ourselves and service is a reason that we thrive as a congregation. Even as we have addressed costly repairs to our property this year, and maybe a little anxiety about that money piece, we have never lost sight of our call to service and compassionate action. Just this week, we have set up for the annual Christmas Angel Tree to buy gifts for 6 or 7 families who do not have resources for the year. We provide food for Sierra Vista backpacks, for neighbors at the border through Dignity Mission, for families seeking shelter and support at Family Promise. Last week, we heard from Kurt Rager, the director of Lutheran Advocacy Ministry, New Mexico, who reminded us that part of our ministry is also the work of advocacy, seeking to bring just laws and policies to support people in need. Yesterday, many of us attended the Lutheran Advocacy Ministry Fall Advocacy Conference to hear about needs in our state and the ways that we can raise our voices in the coming legislative session. Representative Angel Charlie gave us an amazing beginning to that day as she shared her vision of justice as right relationship and a world in which people don't need the charity because the resources are distributed correctly. As a community of faith, we support and hold one another in the hard times. So when one of us is struggling with faith or near despair, they can count on this community to carry them in faith and hope, knowing that on another day, their strength will be the support for someone else. As a community of faith, we praise God for every good gift in our lives, and we remind each other that each of us is created in the image of God. God, the creative giver, the generous creator, the one who loves us and calls us to love one another. This past 5 or 6 weeks, some of us have taken up the 30-day generosity challenge, which came along with our stewardship resources. And if you haven't, it's not too late to start. Last week at Bible study, one person talked about how much she is enjoying these simple practices of generosity and gratitude, such as letting someone go before her, even helping them to step up on the train to Santa Fe, or reaching out to an old friend to say how much they mean to her. She has discovered the lovely little secret hidden in this 30-day challenge. The more thoughtful and generous we are day by day, imperfect as it may be with fits and starts and oops, I forgot today, no matter. Little by little, day by day, the more generous we become, the more we become who we are, the people God created us to be, generous and thoughtful and free, loving and just and compassionate. Practicing generosity and gratitude reminds us who we are and whose we are. So today, we have the opportunity to make our financial commitments to All Saints for 2026. And if you don't have your commitment card today, don't worry, we'll be glad to receive it anytime. We make these commitments because giving is a practice of faith, just like singing and praying and serving and sharing a meal. We make these financial commitments because that is the only way this community can continue to sing our unique and beautiful song in this place. Our financial commitments are commitments we make to one another. One of the ways that we live out the value this community has in our lives. When we give our time and talent and treasure, this is the mission we're investing in. God's work, our hands, our voices, sharing God's love in the world. We give from what we've been given so that we become who we are as the body of Christ. And we lift up our gifts together in gratitude for what each one offers so that we can become who we are together. That's a mission worth investing in and celebrating and singing about for all to hear, complete with trumpets and lutes and harps and cymbals, with organ and amps, bells and bass guitar. A chorus of voices in unison and in harmony, a chorus of generosity. Thanks be to God. Amen.